Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? 7:09. Quick look at your forecast here before we get started today. Cloudy, chance for some lake effect flurries. Nothing too bad. High of only 24, so it's staying cold tonight. Mm-hmm. Cloudy, more snow. Low of 18. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Nice day. High of 30. Then Sunday, cloudy. High of 50.
Wow.
Monday 52. Tuesday 50. Wednesday 43, and then Thursday 38. Ah, I wish it would stay. I don't want to drop it down. I want to stay warm. We'll do ice fishing tomorrow, and then we're done.
Yep.
That's the last one of the season, and we're all done. I'm ready for the beach or the parking lot next to the beach where the beach was.
There's still water.
Yeah, we're still jumping. We just jump from the asphalt into the water. Yeah, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Those guys work year-round, by the way.
Man.
Whether it's warm or it's cold, doesn't matter. They'll take care of it.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, God, especially in the wintertime. Whew.
Yeah, could you imagine?
No, I'm in my nice warm studio.
How do you pump a septic? You got to dig, right? You got to dig to the septic tank?
Or is them. I have no idea.
Is there like a secret hatch?
I'm going to say something, and then someone's going to try and be like, well, that's what Brock said. And they're like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Just, here's what you do. You just call pump that septic.
There
you don't
go.
Worry about it.
There you go.
Well, this week, Amazon opened up its first full-sized Amazon grocery store, a supermarket that requires shoppers to interact with exactly zero other humans. That's right. There's no cashiers. The store is located in Seattle, and we'll see very soon if the thing takes off and more stores pop up in other cities. I'll be honest. Yesterday, I went and got groceries, and I did not interact with a single employee there.
Yeah.
Not one. And I love it. I'm not knocking jobs like that, but most times I don't need any assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't need a cashier because I do the self-checkout.
This is pretty cool what they're doing. Is it just groceries, though?
Yes, at this point, it's just groceries. When they say grocery store, I don't know if it has, like, a health and beauty aisle where you can get, like, your deodorant and shampoo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you think of a typical grocery store.
Uh-huh.
But I'm all for this, man.
Imagine winning, like, a sweepstakes where you could go through the Amazon warehouse for, like, 10 minutes and grab anything you want.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. What would you... You know how many things are on Amazon?
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. Like, all of that stuff is in one warehouse.
Yeah. In multiple warehouses when you think about it, because they have a lot of stuff that's, you
throughout
know, the
two-day,
one-day shipping. We're fortunate because, what, we got the one in South Bend now and the one in Chicago.
Dude, it's insane.
Yep.
Well, I could literally get a part for an 85 Bayliner boat that they have in stock.
Yep.
Or I could get some paper towels all under one roof.
I don't care that Jeff Bezos has all the money in the world. I don't care. Could he be taxed a little bit more? Sure, whatever. But he's probably already paying. Well, actually, probably doesn't pay that much in taxes. But I don't care because he makes my life simpler.
Yeah.
Amazon makes my life simpler. And
does he have everything?
Pretty much.
I mean,
well, dude, he's got like $160
trillion dollars.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Just imagine walking out of your house and going into the Amazon warehouse. Be like, I need some. You have everything right there.
Well, like I told you.
It's like your own supply.
When we were discussing, and I would take $1 million, obviously, but in the big picture of things, $1 million isn't that much. And I chalked it up because I was looking at this CD. Like, okay, if you had $1 million and you put it in a CD, and I'm trying to think what it was. I think it was like, what was the percentage? It was like 1.75% on this CD. Okay, so you put this money in there, you don't touch it. At $1 million, you're only getting like $17,500 a year. At $1 billion, you're getting $17 million a year on interest from that. That's a big difference. That's a huge difference.
So
now let's say you have $190 billion in a CD at 1.75. Your money is making you ridiculous money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
It just makes me sad when you say $1 million isn't that much.
But when you break it down, Hunter, it's really not.
I mean, you know how poor I am then?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm very poor. I am at, like, the poverty level. I get that. But I even think about, like, $1 million, I could rip through that fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
It's kind of a lot of money. Come on. Come on.
I'm going to say it. It's really not. In this day and age, it's
compared
not.
To billions, but a billion compared to a trillion.
Well,
bro.
Anything, dude. I would take a $50 bill.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
actually,
don't downplay $1 million.
I'm going to downplay it though, because nowadays it's not that much. It's not that much, and I know it's $100 bill. Do you like having $100 bill? No, because as soon as you break that $100 bill, it's gone.
It's gone.
You throw $50 in the gas tank, you get. Maybe $50. What does $50 in groceries get you? I was just at Walmart and I spent $100.
Uh-huh.
And okay, I'll be good for a week.
Yeah, a week, right?
I don't even like seeing $100 anymore.
I can see where you're coming from.
$100 is an adult 20 at this point. It is. It really is. It's gone.
I think that's what they say in Vegas too. Like $100 bill is an equivalent to a $20 bill anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, $100 bill in Vegas is a $1 bill.
It's a $1. Seriously, though.
I can rip through $100 real fast.
Well, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
It's gone.
I pulled a lever and it's gone.
It's gone.
Ridiculous.
All right. Now that we're depressed.
Yeah,
all I do is try to talk about cool grocery stores where you don't have cashiers, and now I'm depressed.
Now I feel poor.
According to a new study, marijuana use is rising sharply among senior citizens over the age of 65. Researchers found that the number of seniors who smoke the marijuana or use edibles has doubled since 2015.
You know, no.
Obviously.
No. I'm not hopping aboard on this one. No, it's because you old people.
The boomers.
During the whole decade.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's illegal. It's the worst. It's the devil's lettuce.
To be fair, though.
And now we're like, oh, okay, research says it's okay. Now it's legal.
What? To be fair, they grew up with it being painted as bad. That's really just what they were told by the government. Now, I'm not saying it's right or not, but if you were told your whole life that, you know, it's bad and
it's terrible.
You shouldn't do it.
No, I'm not hopping aboard. You know why? Because you shouldn't let the government tell you what is good, what's bad. I mean, generally, yes. But when it comes to stuff
you
like
know
that.
What? Don't listen to the CDC.
You know?
Don't listen to the HWO.
Well, it must be terrible because the government.
As a kid, when you were taking D.A.R.E. and they told you don't do drugs, not even marijuana, didn't you say, I'm never doing drugs?
You got a point. Yeah. You got a good point.
So there you go. Before you start beating up on that on our parents' generation
I hope
DARE
dog is dead.
They also thought it was okay to use, you know, plastics. They also thought it was okay to pollute the ozone with, you know.
See, you old people,
gases.
For God's sakes. You know what? For God's sakes, get it together.
I just like the fact that there's
common sense here.
I like a bunch of old stone people all over the place. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
I like thinking about, you know, a bunch of, like, you know, and think about who's going to make the best food.
So
a stone grandma.
I mean, that is good. Yeah, because she'll hold the nuts. You won't put nuts in her cookies.
No, it's just that that's going to be home cooking. You imagine your stone grandma making you, like, fried chicken?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Here's your problem, though. Here's your problem. You think it's all great and dandy that old people are getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get stuck behind him on a road going friggin' 15 miles an hour at 45.
That's
going
to be fixed once we get self-driving cars.
Yeah. Well, I'll be dead by then, dude.
Exactly.
Jesus.
No, we got it now. No, and honestly, what's another 10 miles per hour lower? I can go, actually, the slower they go, the easier it's to pass them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're sitting at like a 45, it makes it a little bit harder to get around them on that hill. But, yeah. So smoke up, you old dirty dopers.
You old bags.
You old dime bags.
Nice.
That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock one up. Yeah. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything there.
Good morning, 725 Brock Hunter.
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, we're going to vent a little bit later, and I'm going to call some people out because it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We're not going to do it now.
What'd your mom say back in the day? If you don't have anything nice to say.
Don't say anything at all. People don't do that enough. I don't know if enough people were taught that. Mm. Anyway, we'll get to that in a little bit. I can't start that rant right now.
You're a piece of trash.
Piece of trash.
No, I said it first.
No, but I said it louder.
You know what, though? No, I'm going to post it on Facebook to your
Oh, there you go. But then I'm going to comment on it and share it.
Uh-huh.
No, let's not start. We're going to get started. We can't start right now. Anyway, it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're watching your favorite sports or maybe out ice fishing or whatever the hell you're doing.
That's not a sport. Get out of here.
Ice fishing is definitely a sport, you bitch.
Look, he just lit up.
Yeah.
What? Ha! Are you serious?
Why don't you read your sports?
Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
Talk about darts before fishing. Oh, man. I'm going to strike a nerve.
I'm going to throw a dart in your face.
NHL last night. Blackhawks beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-2 there. Minnesota Wild tearing up the Red Wings, man. Damn. 7-1. Not even a hockey score? Good Lord. What happened, Detroit? Come on. It's like the last thing that they had, you know? Your football team, the basketball team sucks. At least for a while there, they had hockey.
Yep.
But, man, what's going on with you guys? We'll talk about baseball here in a second. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Wisconsin beating Michigan.
Yes.
Sweet, bro.
You owe me something from the vending machine, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Damn it. I'm going to get you like a cracker. They sell saltines in there? All right, your boys won. I'll give it to you. Wisconsin, 81. Michigan, 74. Miami of Ohio last night, beating Central Michigan, 76-57. Saturday's games, the important ones, I guess. Notre Dame going to be at Wake Forest at 4 o'clock. Michigan State going to be at Maryland at 8 o'clock. Central Michigan going to be at Miami of Ohio, 7 o'clock. Then Sunday's game, this is one I'm going to watch. This is going to be a good one. Michigan going to be at Ohio State at 4 o'clock. You know, I was thinking about Ohio State the other day. We rip on Ohio State a lot.
Yeah.
Their NFL teams are terrible. How are their NFL teams terrible when Ohio State is literally like the powerhouse of college football?
I guess.
It's right next door to two NFL teams.
Yep.
But yet the Bengals and the Browns are like nearly garbage. the worst teams in the NFL.
Garbage.
It is garbage. You can have some of the best players on the Browns and they still...
That's probably why Ohio State fans are so passionate about their team, because it's all they have.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all they have.
It's a flat state with nothing in it but Cedar Point, and they got a football team.
But that's basically Indiana, isn't it, or Michigan? That's right on the border, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, how is Cincinnati and Cleveland so bad?
I hate Ohio.
When you got guys like, was it Trace Young? Chase Young? I know you hate Ohio.
I hate Ohio.
Uh-huh. It's because you had things stolen from you.
Yeah.
Twice.
Garbage state that needs to be burned to the ground.
NBA last night, Pacers beat the Trailblazers 106-100. Tonight, the Pistons going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 9 o'clock. Tell them about the Astros.
Yeah, real quick here. So the Houston Astros have played 6 training games so far, and they're already averaging more than one hit batter per game.
Yeah. That's what happens when you cheat.
Yeah.
Brock, I brought it up again to somebody last night, and we're missing the opportunity here. Actually, Vince McMahon missed the opportunity. He went with the XFL.
Yeah.
Should have went with the XLB.
Yeah.
It's a home run derby.
Yep.
It's a cheap beer, good times, loud music.
Steroids, cheating encouraged.
And just make it the WWE League of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Why not?
Corked bats.
You know? They're already literally seriously talking about speeding baseball up a little bit.
Yep.
They're saying it's a little too lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
It's losing attention of the Utes.
The Utes
aren't getting into baseball because, well, first off, they're cheating, and nobody likes cheaters.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's lethargic.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But either way, the Astros are getting pelted with balls.
Yeah.
I mean, left and right.
Kind of entertaining.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of entertaining.
We like it. Throw it at them. Hit him in the face.
Brock Rex, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 7:36, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
By the way, that was the latest from Pearl Jam called Super Blood Wolf Moon. Awesome track, dude. Awesome track.
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Damn. Yep.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's a hell of a moon.
That is a hell of a moon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They got pizza, pasta, subs, some great new menu items. Go in there, try the Big Joe. That's 18 inches of za, bro.
Are they open right now?
No, they are not open right now, but they will be soon.
Yeah.
As much as I would love Joey C's for breakfast.
I could throw down some a sausage pizza now.
For sure, dude. Oh, and the sausages they put on there? Jesus.
Full blown.
That's
What's your favorite pizza? Real quick, sorry, just before you get into the
cheese. Plain cheese.
Straight up cheese.
Cheese pizza, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
Wisconsin 6 cheese.
You know what? I love the straight cheese pizza, but it's so hard to order it.
Why?
Because there's so much more opportunity of different, like sausage, you know, I'm like,
yeah, you don't need anything else other than just the cheese.
I,
the other stuff just gets in the way of more cheese.
You know, anytime we do it, I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, it's always great. Just trees, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for the day. What is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world? Mm-hmm. Mine. I got it right now, and you're going to hate me for saying it. Wet jeans.
Oh.
Like, if you get, and I'm not just, even on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
like, if you just get the pant leg wet, mm-hmm. but I'm talking, like, full-on wet jeans, especially in the summertime. Oh, my God.
It's annoying.
The chafing. The chafing and just the rubbing wet jeans are the absolute worst. Absolute worst. I hate it. It's the worst feeling in the world. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. Nobody likes wet jeans.
No, it sucks.
It's terrible.
Tell you what, this morning, if you got jeans in the washer, just take them right out of the washer, put them on, and your day, you'll see exactly what I mean. It's ruined.
Have you ever taken your jeans out of the dryer like 15 minutes too early, but they're dry, but there's just a little, like
the pockets are damp.
Still wet.
Yeah, no, that my day's ruined.
Yeah.
Like if I remember like, oh man, I didn't wash my jeans.
Because it takes them all day to dry, just those pockets.
Yeah, no, forget
Something
it.
About jeans, man.
Forget it. I would rather walk around in my underwear than walk around in wet jeans.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
I got a lot of uncomfortable situations. The one, it comes to mind immediately, a hot summer night. When, like, your AC's out or something's up with
you're
that.
You're just sweaty.
And you're sweating. And you're trying to sleep. And you're laying in your bed. And you're just like, the sheets get wet.
Yeah.
Your body's wet. You're like, should I take a shower? This is getting bad. I can't sleep. You're rolling around.
Yeah.
It's just like, ah.
You know what I find helps that uncomfortable feeling?
What?
Is if you are sweating a lot. I do this all the time. Winter, summer. Just get a towel. Put a towel down.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, something about the towel on your back. At least for me, that's what helps me out.
Right. I'll try that out.
After I've soaked through the sheets.
All right.
But yeah, just a towel. There's something about it. You kind of like, it shuts you off because it's dry for a bit.
The only problem with my towels is they're too crusty.
God.
And stiff. It's like laying on a board. What? Yours are probably the same. Your towel trick is BS, bro. Hey, go ahead. Let me talk. I got nothing to say. Don't give me the kiki treatment. You know what? I do have a lot of towels.
Brock and Hunter. RX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. Yeah. 746, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria. Topic of the day. What is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world?
I'll tell you one.
Wet jeans, sweaty nights.
Yeah.
What?
When Kiki's in here and you guys are like making out in front of me. It's the most ridiculous. It's like I'm not even here. You guys have no respect for other people in the room.
I don't care. We'll get it on in front of you. Oh, Bronco. Oh, God. Blake had some good ones. When you bite into a pickle and it squeaks on your teeth. Ugh, I could feel that. Styrofoam rubbing together. Yeah, that's an...
I never know about the pickle one. Never had that happen, I don't
Here's
think.
A good most uncomfortable feeling in the world. Feeling like you've forgotten something on your way out. I'm terrible about that. Like, I will literally be, like, pulled out of the driveway. I'm like, did we lock the door? And Kristen's like, I don't know.
Garage
like,
door shut? That's a common
I have to go back, walk, and do my little thing to make sure. Yeah, that's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Brittany said, having to sit in wet underwear and pants all the way home from Chicago on a shopping trip. On a charter bus, all because your morning sickness got the best of you while throwing up behind a trash can in downtown Chicago. That's very specific, Brittany.
Right, very.
That's very, very specific.
Yeah.
You peed your pants.
Yeah. Could have just said that.
Let's see. Michelle said kidney stones without pain meds. Ooh. I've never had kidney stones, but everyone says it's awful.
Knock on wood, man. I've seen pictures.
Oh!
I've heard.
Wow!
I heard it's not fun to pass.
Andrea said when you have bubble guts and everyone can hear your stomach.
It doesn't bother me. It's just
bubble guts. Bubble guts. let's see. Derek said, Derek! When you bite into a food that's supposed to be soft and something crunches.
Oh, dude. It happened to me the other day.
Really?
I was having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Smooth peanut butter, by the way. Because I have some now.
Well, crunchy peanut butter is for psychos, so yeah.
Yeah, you're way off. But anyway, I was biting into that sandwich.
Hold on.
And there's supposed to be nothing hard in there.
Yeah.
And it was. And the, you know what the first thing I think of?
What?
A fly.
Yeah, probably was. Good,
I'm like,
you deserve
dude, that
it.
That was the texture of a fly.
You deserve it because you eat crunchy peanut butter.
Dude, just
crunchy
because
peanut butter sucks.
Just because you don't like crunchy peanut butter doesn't mean that it's a bad thing.
Butter.
There's a thing out there called crunchy peanut butter, and it's still around for a reason.
Butter should not be crunchy at all.
It's not butter. It's peanut butter.
Yeah.
Moron, it's made of peanuts. Peanuts are hard.
Yeah, but you make
moron.
Butter. You make butter out of it. Butter is soft.
Butter is
moron.
Completely different.
No, it's not. The butter is in the word. If it wasn't supposed to be silky
it's
smooth.
Peanut butter.
Then call it peanut spread, not peanut butter.
Oh, get out of here, you moron.
No, you're the moron
dude,
with your stupid crunchy peanut butter.
You know what? The hell with you, dude.
You know what that means? You know what you are? You're so lazy that you don't even, you appreciate butter that's not even pureed all the way.
You know what? You can have my smooth peanut.
Crunchy
you know
peanut you butter. What? That's for psychos and morons.
I'm going to go home and throw that smooth peanut butter out the window and burn it.
Good, you don't deserve it. You go back to crunching through your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because that sounds good. That's a, well, you know, put it on some wheat bread while you're at it.
You know what?
Jackass.
I'm going to give you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with crunchy peanut butter. And you know what? You're going to choke on a peanut.
You know what? Good. Then I don't have to look at your stupid face anymore.
Good.
Good.
Rocks.
Hey, good morning, 7:55. Brock Hunter.
Welcome.
You're at Joey Z's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the most uncomfortable feeling in the world? Mike said a wet fart.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That actually, that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's,
oh, God.
Situation you don't want to be in.
I need to go now. Let's see. Tony said when you let loose a stinker in your workspace and someone comes to talk to you. That is. When you think it's
flatulence this morning.
It always happens. As soon as you go, burp. Someone walks in, you're like, oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that smell was here before I got here.
Have you ever had a CAT scan?
A CAT scan? No, I never have.
I heard that's extremely uncomfortable.
Well, you're in this tight little space.
Right. Are you claustrophobic at all?
Not really. Well, no, because it's like open. I think I'd be all right. Because there's an opening at it. If you closed off the end, I might get a little freaked out.
Could you swim underneath something, underwater, and come up on the other side? That terrifies me.
I don't know. I've never been
in
that
situation.
You can't
go up and get breath until you're to the other side.
To the other side. Like, if it's not that long, I could probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I'm not going out of my way, so maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Dean said, when you accidentally bite into a piece of foil. Oh,
accidentally? What do you?
Well, maybe you didn't get it all off your burrito.
Yeah.
You know, you bite into it.
Yeah.
As a kid, we used to do
that.
Oh, I can feel it, man. Especially if you got cavities.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
Never bothered me.
Jeez. Let's see. Brian said kidney stones. I'm surprised he didn't say something else. This morning, listening to this morning show. Look, he has said something nice and I'm still ripping into him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen to this morning show. It's the most uncomfortable feeling. Let's see.
How about when somebody's just getting yelled at in front of you and it's like you're not in the room and the person's just getting reamed.
That's being around someone who's getting yelled at.
It happened, happened a lot like when I was a kid, like going over to your friend's house and his mom's pissed.
Yes.
Mom's pissed about something. Mm. And he just gets just reamed.
Yep.
And you're right there like should
there.
I leave? Like,
if anything, you're at dinner and that couple's fighting,
yeah.
You know? You see Kiki and I when we argue in front of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we make out in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Both situations. I think I'd rather have you make out. Because when you guys are screaming at each other, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, right here.
And we start punching each other.
Right. Should I leave?
Tyler had a good one. When that big fish gets off. Oh! He lost him.
I don't know if that's uncomfortable.
Though. That is uncomfortable.
That's more of a pissed off.
I'm uncomfortably pissed.
Yeah.
Nicholas had a good one. Having a cop follow you.
Woo.
Dude. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And you're not mad at the cop. The cop's just he's on his way to his next destination.
Just being a cop.
But you know you haven't done anything wrong, and you're just like, oh, my gosh.
No, it's a butt-puckering moment anytime a cop is behind you. You could be the Pope. The Pope puckers up when the cop's behind him.
Oh, no, it's the police. Police. Yeah, that's how a Pope sounds.
Italian?
The Pope is Italian.
Yeah. Is he?
I don't think the new one's Italian, but a lot of popes are Italian.
Are they?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Moron.
So he does. He sounds like...
No, wait. He's Spanish. Because...
Now it's starting to sound like you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure, because where's the Vatican?
I have never heard the Pope talk like Mario.
It's me. I thought about the Pope.
What? What is the Pope?
he's Googling, right?
Is the Pope Italian?
Oh, Italian. I'm screaming at their radio right now.
Pope Francis is...
not Italian.
Doesn't say. Is the Pope always this?
Aren't you supposed
to be?
There have
been 196 popes from Italy, 16 from France. It doesn't answer my question right now. I'm pretty sure the Pope's Italian.
All right.